Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Steve McGinnis, a retired school principal, talks with his good friend, Mary Jamis. Steve and Mary are co-founders of Equality Winston-Salem, an organization that promotes the strength and well-being of our local lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning communities. Steve shares a wonderful story that illustrates the beauty and benefit of lifting everybody up.
You know, I was thinking about your elementary school experience. I'm sure there are just a million stories, and I'm wondering if any are those that sort of stay with you, have stayed with you, or just lesson learned, or, you know, something that a child said to you that just took your breath away.
Well, I could talk forever, and some of them are very small.
Yeah.
When I was a principal, and it's what somebody came and said to me. Our guidance counselor had been at a workshop, and they had read this poem about the starfish. An older man is walking down the beach, and he sees another man, and all these starfish have washed up on the shore. And he was taking a starfish and tossing it back into the water, and then he'd pick up another one and toss it back into the water. And when the older man came up to him, he said, "Why in the world are you doing that? There are thousands and thousands of starfish. You're not going to be able to get all these starfish back into the water." And the man looked at him and picked up a starfish, and he said, "It matters to this one." Mm. And when she said that to me, tears were just coming down her face. Mm-hmm. And she said, "I just thought of you." Mm. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget it. Mm. You know, and I think if we could lift everybody up like that and not have hate, mm-hmm. we would get so much out of every person. I mean, when you don't get support for being the person that you are, and you have laws that do not allow you to be the person that other people are, and then they look at you as you don't have any values. Well, you know, if you look at any population, and if you suppress them, then you're not going to get 100%. And until all communities realize that, you know, if you can't lift a gay people up and give them the same values and treatments that you consider yourself, then don't expect much from them.
Yeah.
And I have a neighbor, and, you know, I asked him, I said, "Well, you know, are you going to come to bingo?" He said, "Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I can't come to bingo." And I said, "Well, would you volunteer maybe?" You know, finally, he just said, "Look," he said, "I can't do that because if my parents ever found out, then they would disown me." And we're talking about somebody who can't go out and help set up tables so that we can raise money to help gay and lesbian youth who are committing suicide. But when you look at the whole picture, it's because of how the government and everyone else has set a standard for gays. Mm-hmm. And thus, most of us act that way.
Mm-hmm. You're just a dear, dear friend. Thank you for sitting here with me and talking and making me cry.
Oh.
Thanks.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.